Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
At GabRadioNetwork.com. Thanks for listening.
Tommy Two-Tone bringing us back. It's 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Check those out when you get a chance. You'll be glad you did. Ernie Burns is here. Ernie's a new friend. He's CEO of Burns Estate Planning and Burns Wealth Advisors. Ernie, I need a website, please. Maybe two.
Yep. BurnsEstatePlanning.com.
All right. So check that out. What will they find when they get there?
Well, you will, a variety of different things. You'll learn all about the estate planning matters of what your estate could possibly do and also the wealth advisory service as you retire. And you'll meet our staff, and you will see a variety of different TV shows. We have a TV show every Sunday morning.
All right.
Throughout the New Orleans and North Shore area.
So check that out, folks. BurnsEstatePlanning.com. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So we're talking about that very topic, right, folks, Burns estate planning, and the fact that it's not just for the rich, the ultra-rich. It's for regular folks, too. It's a way of making sure that your wishes are followed. And so a trust has more teeth and more and probably more versatile than a will is. Would you agree with that?
Yes, sir. It has definitely more teeth because your wishes are written in blood, in a sense, because the factors upon your passing is irrevocable. Everybody could actually be upset about it. And
right.
Your wishes are going to the heirs in the manner that you wish.
Who manages all that, though?
The trustee.
All right.
In other words, let's say it's a husband and wife. What the attorneys are doing, they're adding the title revocably trust to the end of the name, and they're using the state code that you live in to basically enforce that. So the husband and wife are the successor trustee, the husband and wife are the trustees of the trust. So they take it from John Doe to Mr. and Mrs. John Doe revocable living trust, adding that title to the checking, the savings, the investment,
mm-hmm.
the properties. The husband and wife still have all the powers with it, which are the trustees of the trust. And the great thing about it is you could buy, sell, and trade as much as you wish in the same manner as you did before.
Mm-hmm.
You're just adding that title to the end of your name, Revocable Living Trust.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't change the way you do business, does not change the way you file your taxes, but it has all the teeth, as you put it, upon death.
You're saying that the trust becomes part of our life, our everyday life?
It does. It does. But it doesn't change the manner that you do business or you file your taxes.
Right. Right,
but it's all the pluses,
and you can do whatever you want to with your own assets. I mean, the trust may you may say I want half of this to go to this person, half to go to that person, but if you spend it all in your lifetime, they get half of nothing.
Correct. You can do with it as you wish.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas other trusts, like say for example an irrevocable trust, it's a completely different beast. Because you're actually giving your assets away before you pass
it's
on.
It's irrevocable moment one, isn't it?
Correct. So the most popular is the revocable living trust because
right.
the fact is that you have all the control over your assets.
Control, right. So what about, quickly, let's talk about, and you said earlier, it might cost a couple of thousand, maybe $5,000 to do a trust like that.
Yes, sir. It's usually just a few thousand dollars. It depends on the attorney firm and the complexity
right.
of the estate. Usually two to five.
How much do if a family member is not the trustee, or even if they are, how much should you pay a trustee to manage the estate after someone dies?
Well, when it's a family member, usually nothing.
Nothing. Right. Okay.
Unless it's the complex situation upon passing. For example, say you have several young children.
Right.
The estate's not that large with land, property, house. And investments, maybe say $700,000.
Right.
Okay, which is very common. But you have two young children, and let's say mom and dad travel a lot. So they want to do a trust. They just think, because they know their estates can be very large later in life.
Right.
And they want to make sure that certain individuals raise their children if something happens to both of them, mm-hmm. since they travel a lot.
Like guardians.
Yes. So, therefore, you name guardians or successor right. trustees of the estate inside right. the trust document.
But those people those would children. Be paid. But what if you're playing all the way out and you're retired and both people die, are dead, and you pay an attorney to do that? How much should you expect to pay an attorney out of the estate?
Usually attorneys charge around 1.5% to 2%
of the assets of the money.
But usually attorneys are not the ones that will do that upon death right. too much. A lot of times it will be banks.
And they charge 1.5% or of the assets per year.
Yeah, banks charge 1.5% to 2% per year to manage the estate upon death.
Of the assets, of the estimated the appraised value of the assets.
Total assets, yes,
yeah.
sir.
Mm-hmm. All right.
So it could be pretty expensive.
Yeah, it can be. And what do you recommend? How do you recommend someone go from a simple will to a trust? And I've only got about 30 seconds.
Call an elder law attorney or an mm-hmm. estate planning firm.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure elder law. So, therefore, just like a doctor, if you have a heart problem, you
right, there are people who specialize.
You see a cardiologist.
Right.
Correct. They specialize mm-hmm. in it. Or an estate planning firm.
Right. Okay. All right. That's good advice. Hey, Ernie, give us the website again, please.
BurnsEstatePlanning.com.
Good job. Will you come back?
Absolutely. Just give me a call and let me know
get
when.
Get you back and we'll get some more good advice out of you. Ernie Burns, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. Quick break. 29 after. I'm Jim Blassie. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.